I'm talking with Stephanie Van Watson, who is the Director of Clinical Research at the Navy Marine Mammal Program Foundation in San Diego, California. She will be talking at a Thursday afternoon press briefing and at a Friday morning symposium at the AAAS annual meeting in San Diego. Her symposium talk is on big brains and high protein diets, an evolutionary advantage of diabetes in dolphins. Welcome, Stephanie.
Thanks, Nicole. It's great to be here.
Wonderful. So what have you discovered about the way dolphins metabolize carbohydrates and sugar?
Well, let's start by looking at how dolphins metabolize their natural diet of fish. We know that dolphin cells and organs need sugar to survive, and we also know that fish don't have a lot of sugar. So we have found that when dolphins eat fish, this high-protein, low-sugar meal, it actually triggers them to make their own sugar at just the right amount that their body needs. When dolphins are fed sugar, however, when they actually eat it, they develop very high blood sugar levels that go up and stay up for a long time. And the reason why this is important is because this response mimics that seen in people with diabetes.
And how is this similar to humans with type 2 diabetes?
Well, type 2 diabetes has also been called adult onset or insulin resistant diabetes. And we have found three important similarities between dolphins and people with this disease. First, like dolphins, people with uncontrolled type 2 diabetes will also get these high blood sugar levels after ingesting a meal, especially one that's high in sugar. Second, we unexpectedly discovered that dolphins that are fasted overnight have blood changes, serum chemistry changes, that mimic those reported in people with type 2 diabetes. And interestingly, after dolphins are fed, these same dolphins, they switch back to a non-diabetic state. Hmm. And given these results, it appears that dolphins might have a genetic fasting switch that could turn diabetes on and off. Finally, we have preliminary evidence that a pathogenic form of insulin resistance may be present in dolphins that's associated with a disease called hemochromatosis or iron overload. So basically, they have too much iron in their blood. And we're excited about these results because hemochromatosis in humans is also associated with insulin resistance.
Okay. And why are dolphins good subjects for research on human health?
Well, the dolphin might seem unlikely as a research model for human health, but these two species actually share some remarkable physiological similarities, including a shared drive for common sugar metabolism. So, for example, dolphins and humans have red blood cells that are extraordinarily permeable to sugar. And of all the different animal groups tested, only primates, which include humans, and cetaceans, which include dolphins, have this capability. Both dolphins and humans have big brains compared to their body size, and large, busy brains need a lot of sugar. So this could be why scientists believe that this could be why dolphins and humans might have common sugar needs because of these large brains.
Wow.
Now, looking from a logistical standpoint, the Navy Marine Mammal Program has a population of about 60 to 70 dolphins that are amazingly well cared for. And over decades, the trainers and the veterinarians have built an amazing trust with these animals. And this has enabled us to have a fantastic preventive medicine program with the dolphins. But it also opens up samples and data that could be used to benefit both human and animal health. So for example, just like we go to the doctor to get our blood drawn or to give urine for test results, we can do the same thing with the dolphins, where a trainer can go down to the water and the dolphin puts its tail out and gives blood. So it's really an amazing and invaluable asset to benefit both dolphins and humans.
Oh, that's great. And how is your study conducted?
Well, our study is a fantastic mix of the past and the present. We reviewed literally thousands of data points that were handwritten over 40 years ago or about 40 years ago by Dr. Sam Ridgway, who's affectionately known as the father of marine mammal medicine.
Mm.
And in these studies, he fed dolphins either sugar or fish and then monitored changes in the blood and urine every hour for 24 hours. So what we did is we revived that data electronically and analyzed it to present the results that we're presenting at the meeting. And currently, we're studying to see how insulin levels may change in response to different levels of diet or different meal sizes, as well as looking at diseases that are present in dolphins that are also associated with diabetes in people.
Hmm. And what would you say is the greatest implication for human health?
Well, if dolphins indeed have this genetic fasting switch that can turn diabetes on and off, then control of such a gene could lead to the cure for type 2 diabetes in humans.
Wow. Well, thank you so much, Stephanie.
It's been great. It's been a lot of fun. Thanks, Nicole.
Great. And for more information on the time of the press briefing or symposium, please visit our virtual newsroom, which is www.eurekaalert.org/AAS newsroom, all one word, /2010. Thank you so much, Stephanie.
Great. Thanks.